We interviewed patients then from the three units, and we looked at their experiences of being involved in the decision-making process and what they felt about that. And these are the sorts of responses that people had to being given a role in choosing their treatment. And there was a real spectrum there. And things did change over time. So some people initially were a bit surprised or shocked, but if they got provided with information and support, then they could perhaps change to somebody who felt positive about being given a role in their treatment. And we did find that quite a lot. We found that the way people felt about their choices was influenced not only by the patient's personality. So if you can't make a decision between a white coffee and a black coffee, then you know choosing your type of treatment is going to be hard. But also by their expectations. Surprisingly, a lot of people still came to the experience expecting to be told what to do, not realising that they would be given a role in deciding their treatment, which is perhaps surprising to us in this day. But we also found that actually a lot of what we do impacted the way patients felt about being given this role in choosing their treatments. The information that we gave, the explanations about why we're giving choices, reassurance that they're going to be supported and not just going to be sort of left to do this completely on their own, and also given time to do that and to be told ahead of time, early in the consultation, you don't need to make a decision now, you've got this amount of time to do so. In that time, we're going to be meeting with you again, etc., etc. These things made a massive difference to the way people felt about being given that sort of choice.